To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And this is not an important story, but it's an interesting message in to show you sometimes how sometimes mistakes can happen in the news. There is a story. It's a tragic story. I don't know if you saw this. Eldon Campbell, 57-year-old Eldon Campbell, former NBA center. He passed away. Now, let me pull up this headline here. The headline from earlier, I guess it was over the weekend, Friday or Saturday. The headline in the New York Post said, this is the verbatim headline that got out there, that they put out. Sorry, they put this out there. Former Laker Eldon Campbell's body washed ashore in a white casket. Eerie 911 call. So based off of that headline, the reader, me, anyone who saw this would assume. So wait, a former Lakers player in a casket washed up on shore? The hell's going on here? It doesn't make any sense. And it immediately made me click it because I'm like, how does that happen? All I kept thinking is like, was he buried at sea? I don't think they bury you at sea in a casket, but I could be wrong. I needed more information. How does a former NBA player in a casket wash up on shore? Now, by the end of the weekend, the headline had changed and the story had been updated. The new headline, hang on, I gotta refresh this sucker. Hang on, you jerk. The new headline says, Eldon Campbell, 15-year NBA veteran, dead at 57. The official cause of death, drowning. However, how could they get that so wrong? I'm not saying New York Post is, like, when you hear, I'm going to play the 911 call for you, and you're going to be like, well, that's exactly what that, listen to this. Like, it's a good example, though, of just, like, sometimes people are very quick to go, fake, fake, fake. Sometimes it's just, no, this is the reporting that happens based off the information we have at the time. Should they have dug deeper? Maybe. But it seemed pretty clear. I'm going to play this. This is first the original 911 call. It's a little hard to hear, so I have a program. I was able to enhance it. And the way I'm setting this up makes it sound like I'm about to make a joke. In no way am I going to make a joke. I'm just going to play the actual audio here. This is the original 911 call audio. I'm telling you it's a little hard to hear, but you're going to hear an upscaled version in just a second.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Yes. I'm at the beach right now. I was just sitting down, and something pulls up on the shore, and it looks like a casket.
Something washed up on the shore and it looks like a casket. Okay. That was my first reaction because how? Here, let me play the enhanced audio, which doesn't change anything. It doesn't. It basically picks up and helps fill in the blanks. It's almost like spackle that you'd use on drywall, except it's for audio. It like fills in those little areas just to enhance the letters and the words. It's the best way I can explain it to you because I don't really know how it works myself. Here's the same call. If you were reporting on this, would your headline have been any different than former NBA player washes up in casket?
I'm at the beach right now. I was just sitting down and something pulled up on the shore
And it looks like a cat getting it. It looks like a human body on the porch.
Oh, hang on a second.
And I was zooming in. It was like a dead print.
All right, hang on a second. This audio is all screwed up. That's embarrassing as all hell. I listened to it when I first did it somewhere in the download. I gotta switch topics, figure out what happened there. I previewed this, didn't work out. Anyway, that's embarrassing. I don't know what happened there, EJ. Did you break it? I'm going to blame somebody else because I'm embarrassed.
It wasn't me. You know who we'll blame? Mike Tomlin.
No, let's not go there. Hang on one second. Anyway, that's embarrassing. That's really friggin' weird. I can try to re-download it. It is worth hearing. You can kind of hear it in the original audio. That's really bizarre because I listened clearly to that and it sounds like it's all jumbled and I don't know why, which totally goes against my point. Anyway, long story short, poor Eldon Campbell, I guess he had passed away. He had some sort of medical issue and he did wash up. They think he now washed up on a jet ski or with a jet ski. And that's what this guy saw, thought it was a casket. Some people were quick to go. This was a communication issue because the guy reporting it clearly didn't speak English. That's not what I picked up from that. I had a bigger point I wanted to make, but I'm just going to friggin' move on now because that's really embarrassing. It happens, I guess. Trying to make big swings, and I was getting hit in the face with a bat. EJ, what were we going to say about Mike Tomlin? Let's switch.
I was going to say we could blame Mike Tomlin for that audio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming in for the save. I'm just like perplexed as to what happened because I did preview all this, and I don't know where.
I have a list of people if you want to blame people.
No, I'm not blaming. I'm blaming. I'll have to blame myself.
Matt Canada.
No, hang on a second. Did the Steelers lose last night?
No, they won, but I still think Mike Tomlin should be fired.
Yeah, no, we've had this conversation, and every Steelers fan I talk to has the same. I swear, again, maybe it's just me coming from a Browns fan point of view. And by the way, if anyone's wondering, well, that's weird. He's just switching subjects. I should just let this go. I'm like humiliated that that just went wrong. I'm so mad at myself because I obviously clearly did something wrong and I'm mad at myself. Let me say that. So I want you to think. I didn't forget that. I'm not just sweeping it under the rug.
You know what? If you want to go there, I can make you feel better by telling you a really embarrassing story I had this weekend. So
hang on. You're more ADHD than I am right now. Hang on a second.
I'll make you feel better.
Well, what is it?
So I was at States all weekend.
High school football.
Yes. I had like six pairs of pants on because it was like 7 degrees down in Mechanicsburg. And basically, I was going up the steps and I fell.
Uh-huh.
And I tore up my butt. And I walked around. I walked around for 11 hours, Jason Barsky, 11 hours with tears in my pants. And everybody was laughing and no one told me what was wrong.
Oh, you didn't know what happened?
No, until I got in my pajamas that night. And then I had to go to Walmart the next morning and get new pants.
So you ripped the butt of your pants. I don't know why. It's interesting.
I ran on the field. I was on live television with a rip in my pants.
Well, it happens. I would say this. It's a very common occurrence for people, especially you're not a heavy guy. Like as you gain weight, there's always a pair of pants that you love that you bend over and something and they just, and you're like, uh-oh. I've seen it happen at my wedding with a friend of mine. It happens as adults. And the best way to handle it is to not be embarrassed. But just to laugh, there's no, like, just like that mistake right there. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I do the same thing every single day. I can't tell you what went wrong there. It happens. I will say this, though. I don't know why as humans we are so embarrassed by our pants getting ripped. We all have butts.
Yes, we do.
I mean, granted, we don't all walk around. I have very, very vivid memories. You're bringing me back to a place that freaks me out a little bit. Very vivid memories. First grade, I believe. That's the part that's a little bit shaky right there, but I was young. My pants ripped right down the back and I had to go to the nurse because back then, believe it or not, the nurse was also like an old Navy. I guess she had clothes. I don't know how that worked.
Right.
But I remember walking by myself to the nurse's office with a big hole in the back of my pants. And I walked with my, and just put my butt on the wall and just slid across the hallway like a weirdo. Like,
no, you just rubbed your butt all over the wall.
Well, it's a long time ago, EJ. It happens. But yeah, I mean, like, I guess if it happened to me now, I wouldn't be walking around going, look at my butt. I guess you have to handle it that way. But well, this has been a
disaster. You feel better though?
No,
a
not really.
Bit better?
I'll hang on to this.
I tried.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I will say this. I will probably hang on to that for the next 12 to 14 hours and then I'll just let it go. Because that's frustrating. I hung on to this. I'm like, this is going to be so much fun because this audio, it's like this great story of how something can be so horribly wrong and still you can go back and source it. And I really can't even tell you how it messed up. I'm afraid to look at the text messages. That's true.
That should be the next segment of you reading the text messages.
No, because it's just being real. It's things happen sometimes. Here I am all confident about this other thing, and I'm like, I'm trash talking someone. And I'll stand by that trash talking. But then I make this like goofy, stupid mistake that destroys the segment. Now I'm carrying on about it. I appreciate the effort of trying to reel me in. Thank you so much for that. I don't feel necessarily better.
I tried.
No, thank you. And I do. I'm going to applaud you.
All right,
you.
Jason. I got you, buddy. We're all good.
I'm just going to. I will applaud. I appreciate the effort. That's just embarrassing. But things happen. I'll have to let it go. What do your grandkids call you? What do they call you, sir? That'd be weird, right? I think I saw this story, and it's about Martha Stewart, and I think she's a unique individual. She obviously has found a way to reinvent herself after her issues. It was a long time ago, anyway, but she's getting up there now. She was on QVC, and I guess she revealed that her grandkids don't call her grandma. They don't call her any of those, like, Nana. She said, none of them call me Mrs. Stewart. I'm not a Mrs. Stewart, she said. But she said her grandchildren call her just Martha. So she's not grandma. She's just Martha. As they get older, I guess that's still weird to me, to each their own. But whatever, that seems so odd. I always thought it was strange growing up because I was just I had grandma and grandpa and then grandma and grandpa. And that was it. There was no like, I always thought, huh. Wonder why we don't do weird names. It's not an important thing, but I don't think I ever encountered anyone who's like, I'd like to introduce you to Martha. Like, it's never happened before. And I don't know if that's an emotional disconnect. I don't know if that's something, like, if the story, here's the thing, if the story started that when they were little, they couldn't say grandma, but they could be like, Martha, mom, like, if that's where it was a funny thing, there's no indications of that. And again, I'm not judging. I'm not going to be like, they're horrible people because it's whatever it is. I worked for a guy named Barry, and his daughter, Dana, was my coworker. I mean, it wasn't a stepdaughter. It was daughter. They didn't call him dad. They called him Barry. Which is weird because I worked there and I called him daddy. No, I didn't call him daddy. No, but that's weird. I always thought that was so strange because I didn't call my dad Art. I didn't call my mom Gloria. I just called them mom and dad. Same thing with my grandma. Grandma wasn't even a first name attached. There was no name attached. That's just what it was. It was simple. And some people are trashing Martha Stewart for this, which is so bizarre, saying that's not normal. I'd say it's not typical. I don't know that it's abnormal, though. And I don't know why it bugs me so much. It only bugs me, I guess, in the sense of I don't really understand how it gets. I'd like to know the psychological reason behind that, because it probably is deeper than just, it feels like it's an emotional disconnect. Like, oh, no. Or it could just be a fear of getting older, because I don't know if you know this, but grandparents usually kind of connected with being older. Maybe that's it. No. If you call me grandma, I'll be a grandma. I'll feel old. I want to be young. Call me Martha like my best buddies do. Maybe that's it. 570-883-0098. You don't even have to tell me if it's weird or not. I think it's just different. Can you analyze what the reason is for that? Do you think it's fear of getting older? Do you think it's an emotional disconnect? Like, I just don't love them. I don't know what it is. But that story made me laugh. Grandkids just call her Martha. Huh. And in case it wasn't clear, I never called my boss daddy. That was a subtle thing I snuck in there. It was a joke. Story I mentioned before, again, not of major significance, not even in the slightest. A story came out that Martha Stewart, her grandkids, they don't call her grandma. They don't call her Nana. They just call her Martha. I did not get the deep psychological analysis I was hoping to get, but didn't fully expect to get. But some people had texted in, Jason, do you think her great-grandchildren will call her Great Martha? Probably not. I mean, if she has great-grandkids or if she lives that long, if she doesn't yet, I'm assuming they'll just call her Martha as well. Jason, sounds like prison may have changed things for her. Did they call her Martha behind bars? Show some respect. Sorry if I got that wrong. And then this other text. I used to call my grandfather Sarge because he was a drill sergeant in the Army. Great leader of the family. Miss that man. I'd like to be called Pop. Yeah, look, I don't like to think about any of this stuff. For some reason, thinking about, like, I don't believe in jinxes, but I don't not believe in them enough to just openly do things that would be considered jinxes. Like, so I don't want to sit here and be like, when I'm a grandfather, because I don't want to be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now I'm not, like, you know what I mean? So I don't think that far ahead. But I am my wife's grandfather. No bear. For the most part, no. Sometimes no bear. My wife would call him Nunzio, none of which were his name. It was Gino. I don't know where, but that explains. For the longest time, I couldn't figure out, like, my wife, her name's Marisa. Growing up, she was Meese. Don't know. Her father gave her that nickname. It was a family where nicknames were prevalent. I, growing up, was Jason. Also coming from a family of nicknames, I was always known as Jason. My mother, when my name was, sometimes people were like, Jay, she would be the person who'd say, I didn't name him Jay. If I wanted to name him Jay, I would have. She would, like, correct people, and it was really obnoxious. Anyway, those names are really, really cool. Like, I didn't know where my wife got this gift of nicknames. And I see her, like, she grew up in a family with nicknames for the grandparents. That's probably where it came from. And then it got passed on to her. And then we passed it not on to me, because I, you know, my mother would have caused an issue. But with our dog, it's one of my favorite questions to ask people. What's your dog's name? In this case, our old dog was Maisie. And then what do you call your dog? Because it's never their name. I mean, it's very rarely their name. She was Maisie Moo, the Moocher, Whipper Pipper. There's all sorts of different ones. I'm not sure what any. My wife does this all the time. My daughter's name is Rebecca, but she calls her Martha, which is not a link on purpose to that story, but I find nicknames to be so strange. I guess that's what it is. This is the psychological connection I've just made. I'm uncomfortable with things like this because I can't explain them. I need to explain these things. Jason, this could be an issue if grandpa's name is Richard. No, only if you have a dirty, weird mind. Grandpa Richard, leave it at that. As long as I have grandkids, texts Lee, I don't care what they call me. You say that, Lee, but if they start calling you something horrible, like the F word, you'd probably have a problem if they're like, bleep, that's Grandpa Bleep Face. Like, you wouldn't want that. Respect, Lee. You got to get some respect there. I don't know that Martha Stewart is doing herself any favors by letting the grandkids call her Martha, but who knows? I don't know what it's like to have a really loaded grandmother. I think I would be okay with that. Huh. Anyway.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, Christmas spirit's in the air, and we've done this before, and it's back. Today's day number one of the WILK Christmas Stocking Stuffer Contest, where you call when we tell you to call. It's coming. Patience. And you'll win what's inside that stocking. Let me just tell you what's inside the stocking first, because there's a grand prize as well. But in a second here, the fifth caller wins one of these WILK Christmas stockings stuffed with, here's what's inside there, a 4-pack of tickets to see the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins versus Utica and Mohegan Arena Saturday, December 20th at 6:05. Also, $50 gift cards to Isabella Restaurant and Bar and Pappy's. So that's right. That's good right there. A $50 Rainbow Jewelers gift certificate. Now, that being said, if you're that fifth caller, you'll get those prizes that are stuffed in that stocking, but then we'll take your stocking, we'll put it aside, and in the end, you might find yourself being the grand prize winner. One lucky winner is going to end up with the grand prize stocking, and you're going to be like, oh my God, I had no idea I had it. No, if you're the fifth caller now, you have that chance. We'll have chances all this week. If you're the grand prize winner, okay, you will get the grand prize Christmas stocking, which is stuffed with the diamond pendant necklace. Sparkles. If you think it sparkles, me too. A diamond pendant necklace worth $1,250 from Rainbow Jewelers in Kingston. Rainbow Jewelers in Kingston hooking up a WILK listener, not just with those gift cards, but also the grand prize winner, a $1,250 diamond pendant necklace. Rainbow Jewelers in Kingston, day one of the WILK Christmas Stocking Stuffer Contest. Oh, we already have a winner. See how fast that works? It's just so fast. Debbie in Dalton. I mean, if she wants to say hi, she can. If she's busy, that's fine, too. Where's that Johnny Lucas? I want to get Johnny Lucas in here, too, because Johnny Lucas, I thought, was off today. But he's here. He had some issues yesterday, and I was thinking we could, if it's okay, can you yell for Johnny? Johnny! Johnny Lucas, to the studio, please. Before we play any sort of game, Johnny Lucas is here. I thought you were off today. I get a text yesterday and Johnny's like, help. No, you didn't say that at all. You're having some pain issues. You end up in the doctor's or wherever you want to say you were.
The emergency room.
Emergency room. So I'm kind of surprised to see you today, but you look like you're doing okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. What did you step on or something? No. Kidding. Hey, you're okay. I'm joking. Are you, for the most part, you're okay?
Well, it's going to take a while for the, it turned out to be a Baker's cyst in my knee.
Okay, I thought you were okay. Left. What is a Baker's cyst? What did you tell them at the ER?
Well, I know it was Friday. I know, so like really Friday, started becoming really bad. It was really bad. And
left knee?
Yeah, the left knee, I couldn't put weight on it. Like it would hurt like.
Really bad.
Yeah, yeah. Really bad.
Enough to make you curse.
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot. That's pain.
Yes. So, so Sunday wasn't going away. So I said, I better get that looked at because it could be a number of things. One of the things it could be, which it wasn't, a blood clot.
You know, oh, geez. That's some scary stuff. That's scary.
Yeah. Or some kind of infection. So I went there and they did ultrasound and they said, no, they didn't see anything. They said they saw something like a cyst. So a Baker's cyst. That's like a collection of fluid behind the knee.
Okay. It's not what I thought. So they tell you it's a Baker's cyst. What do you say?
What did I say? I said I wasn't baking anything. I didn't.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm rubbing off on you. That's I don't know if I would have said that specifically, but I like that. For some reason, I'm a big wimp with pain and stuff until I end up at a doctor, and then I'm like fun and I'm easygoing. Are you feeling better? They gave you like good. Good stuff, we'll say.
No, because I was driving. They said, like, when you get there, I said, I'm driving.
So you're probably hurting right now.
Good stuff. Not as much as they gave me semi-good stuff.
Gotcha, okay. You're lucky we're talking right now, because I don't know if you guys know. If you listen after 9 o'clock, Bob Cordaro comes on. When he refers to the Bulldog, he refers to Johnny Lucas.
Yes.
But Bob takes it very literally. Sometimes I think he thinks you're a real Bulldog. Had you come to him with this problem, I'm afraid he would have put you down. It was just more, he would say something like, it was just more humane. And I'd be like, oh man, poor Johnny. Did he have anything to say? No. So be thankful you came to me, because who knows what would happen. Well, I'm glad you're here. I didn't expect to see it.
Or you would have muzzled me too. He'll put a muzzle on me. And
well, that's just for fun. But hey, text message, Johnny Lucas, hope you feel better very soon. You are in. It says you're in New York's prayers, but I think, oh, that's Ginny C. No, in her prayers. So, and then that's the text coming in. But all right. So as we always do, usually when Nancy's not here, I play the celebrity birthday game with you. I find it fun. I've never played him face to face like this. He's usually behind the paywall. No,
the celebrity. It is.
You're good. You're good.
The glass.
The glass. That's it. Paywall. What am I talking about here? All right. So I'm going to run through this list of celebrities, Johnny. First, you have to tell me what makes them famous. Sometimes, like if I said Donald Trump, it's not his birthday today, but if I said Donald Trump, you'd say he's famous because.
He owned.
No, being serious, you'd say.
He's president.
There. That's correct. That's what you would say. And then give the age. So here, let's do. I think this is a pretty easy one as far as what's this person famous for. Kim Basinger.
Actress.
Basinger? Basinger. Basinger. Actress, correct. I didn't know she won an Oscar for L.A.
Law.
Is it basing?
L.A.
What are they saying in there? Ask. All right. Well, okay. Hang on. Did you say that on the air? They can't hear you. If you're going to call me wrong, call me out on it for real. I'm okay with that.
You're wrong, and I won't hide from it.
Kim Basinger. I thought it was something else. Well, whatever. Her birthday's today. She got an Oscar for L.A. what, Johnny?
L.A. Law?
Nope. It's a TV show. L.A.
That was a TV show, L.A. Law.
No, I know, but the Oscars are for movies.
Oh, Oscar.
L.A.
Oh,
for movies. L.A. Con.
L.A.
Okay, how old is she today?
Okay, she is 45.
You don't know who she is. I think he doesn't know who she is worse than I do. EJ, did you want to weigh in? How old do you think she is?
Old, 65.
Oh, I hate that you said old and then said 65. Oh, my God.
Did I get it right?
I'm going to throw up my mouth. That's horrible. 72. You're both wrong.
I was thinking of the first.
You were thinking about Kim Basinger Jr., maybe? This one you're never going to get. Dominic Monaghan.
Actor.
From what? Do you know who this is?
From...
he's an actor.
Okay.
He's probably best known for two things. A show about an island, not Gilligan's.
the island.
Where they could
vote you off.
No, not that one. It's not Survivor, the other one. It's the plane crashed.
Fantasy Island?
No, that was. I don't think that was Deep Plane, not The Plane! It wasn't the show. Are you okay, Johnny? Totally different. My fantasy is to burn in a ball of fire. That's not a name. It's fantasy, Johnny. Dominic Monaghan, Lord of the Rings and the show Lost. Been in other stuff. How old is he?
He is 55.
49. Got that one wrong as well. All right. Let's go with something that's more in. I don't know if any of these are in your wheelhouse. Ann Coulter. Famous for? Take a guess.
Ann Coulter News.
No, nope. Fantasy Island. No. She's a news commentator, yeah. Conservative author, conservative. She's a bleepster, if you know what I mean. How old is she?
She's a little bit older, 60.
64. She got that one wrong as well. By the way, when I say she's a bleepster, that's a skill some people have. I can get people riled up, but she's really good at it. So I don't have to agree with her to understand there's a certain talent in making people very angry. And she does that really, really well. All right. One more here. One more. I'm pretty sure the tattoo, you should know her since you have her name tattooed on your left arm. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Not a Celtic woman.
No, sure. Johnny.
A singer.
What kind of singer?
Pop. Singer.
She's also known for her what skills?
Rap.
Oh, glad I could have walked into that better. Yes, rapper Nicki Minaj. How old is Nicki Minaj?
I think she's 35.
Man, you don't know, how old is she, EJ? Because I know you're looking like I know.
She's got to be in her late 30s. She's got to be. So I'm saying 37.
You're both wrong. 43 years old.
She is 43 years old. Yes. That's ridiculous.
It's amazing what money will do for you to stop aging.
By the way,
she looks 35.
Johnny, not the right artist. Johnny has Dua Lipa tattooed on his arm.
No, that's on his chest. It's the Nicki Minaj tattoo in his arm. And the Celtic woman is like Tupac headed across his belly. Just says Celtic woman like he has. Celtic. Yeah, it's.
Do you show that at the concert, Johnny?
No, Johnny can't hear you, but that's Johnny's thug life. It just says Celtic woman across his belly. Very gang. I mean, you cut all your gang ties, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. And that's part of
yeah, you retired from that life.
And, by the way, anyone who knows Johnny Lucas, who someone texted in, Johnny Lucas, undisputed champion of Northeastern Pennsylvania. So true. Everyone knows. We kid about all this. I'm glad you're feeling better. And it stinks you have to work today. I didn't realize you were working, but Bob Cordaro, Bob's up next, right? And we're going to get out of here. He's alive, Bob Cordaro. Thank God you didn't put him down because he's a bulldog.
I heard all about his problems.
Would you have put him down? I or was I wrong? I said just a little more. Like, it's okay. Well, they can work all that out before. All right. Have a great day. I think Nancy's back tomorrow. She should be back tomorrow. It's WIOK News Radio.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.